Actually, I have never met him in person. It's a strange thing that whenever I was in England, he was in the West, but he was outside England. When I was abroad, he was back to England, and when I was back to England, he was in America. So we kind of I kept missing him. But so my sort of contact with Ajahn Chah is really through meeting Achin Sumedho, my teacher I met in England 24 years ago. And I think he really definitely embodied the spirit of Ajahn Chah, as you've heard it throughout the day here. I wasn't particularly into any religious path or anything like that, but hearing Lumpo Sumedho give a talk about his experience in Thailand and talking about Lumpo Cha immediately kind of aroused, kind of brought in me a real sense of faith and trust in this whole way of life, even though I had actually no intention of becoming a nun. But he was kind of, there was a whole lifestyle that really spoke to me very deeply. And when I went to London, went back to London and did my first all-night sitting with them, and there was this kind of, I had a feeling that monastic life was something very serious, you know, and you really had to be very strict and disciplined and all that sort of thing. And, you know, my first all-night sitting, I remember in Hampstead, there was this sort of strange beings in the room that were practicing the teaching of Ajahn Chah, and, you know, one of them was wrapped in a blanket all night, sort of coming in and out in the blanket. There was some strange novices, and he was kind of left free to come and go, sort of covered in a blanket. It's called Jonathan. He's a really nice man, but he was just going through a difficult time. And I was kind of, you know, considering myself quite sensible and normal. So, but I also, you know, I like the eccentric aspect of life and the kind of craziness of life. So I thought, this is interesting. I mean, speak to me. So you have people kind of going in and out, was wrapped with a blanket, all night sitting, meditation, sort of. And,